Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. Continuing with the discussion of kuhl, which we will call surma or collyrium. Ibn Sirin rahimahumullah narrates that he inquired from Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu about Rabbi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's practice of applying kuhl. Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu informed him that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would apply 2 strokes to the right eye, 2 to the left eye, and a 3rd stroke to both the eyes without reinserting it into the container in between. According to Ibn Sirin rahimahumullah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam applying kuhl an odd number of times was done in the above manner. Hence, we will find that there are 3 methods of applying kuhl. One is 3 strokes in each eye. The second is 3 in the right eye and 2 strokes in the left eye. And the 3rd method is 2 in each eye and a 3rd to both without reinserting the stick for more collyrium. Similarly, a person has a choice of applying 2 and completing 1 eye first, or he could alternate the application to the both eyes. The best collyrium is ithmit. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would apply ithmit 3 times to his eyes before sleeping. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Regard the usage of ithmit binding upon you. It strengthens the eyesight and causes the eyelashes to grow densely." Note, ithmit is a type of collyrium surma that has special benefits. Certain ulama of the opinion that it is a reference to the kuhl of Isfahan. Ulama have also mentioned that its usage is highly recommended in respect of people who have good eyesight and with whom it agrees. People with poor eyesight and with whom it does not agree should not use it, as it would cause aggravation. Having a container for surma, a narration of Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a small container in which he kept kuhl. It is sunnah to carry and apply kuhl whilst on journey. Sayyidina Abu Sayyida Umme Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would carry a mirror and his kuhl container with him whilst on a journey. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always kept the following 5 items with him, whether he was at home or abroad. Number 1, a mirror. Number 2, a kuhl container. Number 3, a comb. Number 4, hair oil. And number 5, miswak. Note, it is sunnah to carry these items whilst on a journey. Certain narrations mention a scissors as well as a little stick which was used for scratching hard to reach areas of the body. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the understanding to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.